The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. That night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on the shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish, even though there were so many. The net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come have breakfast." None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Gospel that is so rich that we can only pull out maybe two or three ideas for you to meditate, and then you can go ask the Holy Spirit to give you other insights. First point we might make is this, that why did they not catch any fish? And the reason is because Jesus was not present. Jesus was not present. Jesus was not in the boat. The fact that these men were called to be fishers of men, okay, and them being called fishers of men, also we are called to be fishers of men. But if Jesus is not in our boat, we're just going to catch the breeze. You're going to get a wind burn, and that's about all we're going to get. So, the deeper your relationship with Jesus Christ, the more that you'll be instrumental in working to be a fisher of men in saving souls. Fulton Sheen says, first come, then go. First come, then go. For you to have a successful apostolic life, you have to have a good contemplative life. So putting God first, then God will bless you abundantly. Put God first. That's why the Holy Hour, Daily Mass, the Rosary are three nets that you have to use if you're going to be catching fish. And recognize that becoming a fisher of men, it's not simply priests, but it's also lay people. You have to beg the Holy Spirit, what way can I bring souls closer to Christ? That should be a prayer that that's in your lips and your hearts every day. How can I get those fish into the boat? How can I get those fish into the boat? What are ways? Okay, two other ideas. You're fishing the whole night. And once again, Jesus is on the shore and they don't recognize it's Jesus. It's the third time. Mary Magdalene thought that he was the gardener. The disciple is on the road to Emmaus. He was a pilgrim. Now for these apostles, Jesus is the man on the shore. How often has it happened that we have failed to recognize Christ? Very often. So ask God to take the blinders off our eyes and to pull the potatoes out of our ears, okay? So that we can see Christ and we can hear Christ. So that's the second message. First message is, we're not going to catch any fish if the Lord is not in our boat. He's got to be in that boat with us. And then we have to pray for the grace to recognize and to hear, to see Christ and to hear Christ. If you do the spiritual exercises that I'm always promoting, you should be a contemplative in action. Yes. A contemplative in action. What does that mean? From the fruits of your contemplation, you're bringing that into your active life, and you're constantly fishing. You're going fishing. But with the Lord. And there's so many other things. I'll just highlight one other idea. John is the first one to see Christ because of his purity of eyes, of mind, of heart, of soul. He's the first one to recognize Christ. But I love the action of Peter. Being myself a swimmer, Peter throws himself in Lake Galilee, preparing himself for the Olympic Games they're probably going to have next year, right? So he swims 100 yards. Why did he throw himself into that lake? It was only 100 yards. because he couldn't wait to see Christ. He couldn't wait to see Christ. There are too many Catholics today that are, as we say in New York, deadbeats. They're deadbeats. In Spanish, apagados, huh? Apagados. They're deadbeats. Very rarely do we find Catholics that are really enthusiastic for Christ. Very rarely. Very rarely. Jesus said, you're neither hot nor cold, but you're lukewarm. I will spit you out of my mouth. We should pray that we have a real fervor to meet Christ. As they say in Spanish, ganas. Fervor to meet Christ. And there's a great one of the greatest English poets last century, T.S. Eliot. T.S. Eliot, who wrote Wasteland, Ash Wednesday. T.S. Eliot said, the world will not go out with a boom, but with a whimper. With a whimper. T.S. Eliot, one of the greatest English poets of the 20th century. The world will not go out with a boom, but with a whimper. Let's pray for the grace to have this fire of enthusiasm for Christ, as did St. Peter. Amen.